he pressed on, beginning to stammer now. But the gods turned me away! That much was true, and it made her hesitate. Axe couldn't believe she was listening to him, and more, actually considering his story. But his brazenness and bravery in the face of certain death were persuasive. She had to admire his guts, even if she would see them sizzling, if she found out that he was trying to trick her. It wasn't impossible that he was a double agent placed by Satil Shan to lead her and her master astray. Axe smiled with her teeth. Darth Kratos would know. If the envoy was telling the truth, it would be a boon for her. If not, her master would have someone else upon which to act out his displeasure.
What species are you?
She asked him.
Epiganthix!
Never heard of it.
We come from Panatha, in the Pecanth Reach.
I don't care. If you ever want to see your home again, if you ever want to see anything again, then you'll tell my master everything you just told me, and convince him that it's true.
Who is your master?
Darth Kratos. Does that name mean anything to you?
If anything, the envoy went even paler.
Good. Then you appreciate the gravity of your situation.
She deactivated her lightsaber and let him drop. The guards picked him up and dragged him after her into the shuttle where her master waited. Darth Kratos awaited her in the shuttle's spacious but inhospitable passenger cabin, wearing a bulky armored suit. Only his face was visible, pinched and puckered into a permanent scowl. He leaned heavily on his lightsaber staff. When he saw the envoy, his brow came down even farther.
Explain.
Axe did so, starting at Douse Driver's dire predictions and moving quickly on to the possibility of cooperation. The prisoner remained silent throughout, struck dumb by Darth Kratos' forbidding mien. That was a good thing. Had he interrupted at any point, he might have been killed out of hand.
And Satil Shan has been taken in by this Mandalorian's machinations?
Her master's eyebrows, as thin as old scars, rose up toward his time-worn scalp.
It appears so, she said. She sent her envoy to negotiate on her behalf.
Now Darth Kratos' stare descended fully upon him, and the envoy quailed.
Speak. My name is Ulavi'i,
he stammered.
I report directly to Watcher 3 in the Operations Division of the Ministry of Intelligence. I am your servant, my lord, a loyal agent of the Empire. A spy? How unfortunate for the Grand Master.
Darth Kratos' face broke into a broad, cracked smile.
Tell me, spy, how you propose to betray her?
Republic and Empire share the same initial objectives,
the envoy said, pulling free from the two guards. He had clearly been thinking hard while waiting his turn to speak.
The smashing of Sabaton's orbital defense system comes ahead of any invasion or mass bombardment, the purpose of which would be the neutralization of the planet's central authority, since it must have one, human or artificial. And together, I agree that we can probably achieve that. But once we have the planet toothless and brainless, the need for an alliance will be gone. I suggest we turn on the Jedi and Douse Driver then.